The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Brock and Shalene. It's Donna from Canada. I just listened to the minimalism episode on Build Your Tribe. Amazing timing, as your podcasts so often are. I recently enrolled in the Marketing Impact Academy, and I needed that minimalism reminder as I set up my Shopify store and my network marketing product pages. Your podcast tips will soon have me back on track, working on those all-important MIA modules. Thank you both for all that you do.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
I know what you're thinking. That's a pretty audacious claim, Shalene, that we're going to be able to 10x our engagement after listening to this Quick Tip Tuesday. Well, put me to the test. This is a really simple thing for you to try. It's all about carousel posts. Carousel posts are the coolest thing ever, and I want to talk to you about how you can and why you need to use carousel posts more often. More often than not, when it comes to Instagram, we're looking for that perfect post, right? Maybe you set up your camera and you've put on a self timer and you've taken 30 selfies, or you've recorded one great video, whatever it is. Then you decide, out of all those 30 photos, which one is the most flattering? Which one do you look the best in, right? Or which one really suits the caption that you have in mind for this post? And then maybe you tweak it. Maybe you put some filters on it or a preset, or add some colors to it so it matches your branding, whatever. We spend all this time focused on one image, and then we upload and we write a great caption. More often than not, that's what people are doing. But what Instagram wants you to do is to keep people on the platform longer. And as I've mentioned before, we call this focusing on the top, meaning time on platform. Instagram will reward accounts where people tend to stay there a little longer. Either that's because they're writing a meaningful comment, or they're watching a series of videos, or they're swiping through a series of videos. Where do people spend the least amount of time? Where it's a single photo and a short caption. There's nothing to hold people's attention. They're in and they're out, so they're not staying on the platform for very long. And that puts you at a real disadvantage. In contrast, a carousel post, each one of those individual uploads, right? So with a carousel post, it allows you to post up to 10 pieces of content. So that could be 10 photos. It could be 5 photos and 5 videos. And Instagram's telling you, hey, we're giving you a whole lot of real estate here. Please use it all. So should you always post up 10? There's no harm in it. That's for sure. Like, I've sometimes have wondered, like, should I really post up 10 or should I post up 5? Now I've really changed my perspective on this because of what I'm about to explain to you and the way Instagram is working behind the scenes to make the most out of the content that you do post. So here's what I want you to do. When you create your next post, let's make it a carousel post. How many images or how many pieces of content should you put in that carousel? Well, that's up to you. But obviously, you will not be penalized by using up to 10 pieces of content. Included in those 10 pieces of content is something kind of unique, something that we've been experimenting with. And let me explain. Somewhere near the beginning, like let's say maybe your third post. Well, first of all, let me back up and say this. When you post up more than one photo, what Instagram does, and you don't realize this, is they do some split testing on your behalf. I don't think people realize this, but when you post a carousel, right, which is a series of photos, what Instagram does is it tests, it wants your stuff to perform really well. So it might notice that people get to like the third or the fourth swipe and then that they like the photo, right? Or they double tap. They realize like, oh, okay, so it's on that third or fourth swipe specifically that people are actually engaging. So then what they'll do is they experiment with showing that as the first thing in someone's feed, right? Because remember, when you're looking at your feed, You just see one photo and you can tell it's a carousel and then you have to swipe. But Instagram, a lot of times, if you post up more than one photo, they're working behind the scenes, all based, you know, on artificial intelligence and algorithms to know which of your carousel images, whether that's a video or a photo, which of those posts seems to be performing the best. And that's what they will serve up to your following. You see, isn't that cool? So if you're using carousel posts, you have a much higher likelihood of getting more engagement. Okay, that's just a matter of fact. Like, just doing that alone is going to get you likely 2 to 3 times more engagement, more reach. Okay, now try this. Oh my gosh, this is so cool. I've been doing it, testing this out on some of our feature accounts, right? Not my own personal account, although at the time that I'm recording this, the post that I will be posting to my own Instagram account, which is at Chalene Johnson, you'll be able to see an example of what it is exactly I'm talking about. So this episode is being recorded on November 18th. It'll release on November 19th. So go look at the post that I did on November 18th, Instagram.com/Chalene Johnson, and you'll see an exact example of what I'm about to describe for you. You create a series of carousels, right? A series of posts. One of those posts, however, encourages people to like the photo if they agree, or you want to give them a reason why to like the photo. In other words, the actual carousel itself is a call to action. Or maybe you could say, comment your favorite success quote below for a chance to win a shout out. So you're actually using one of those carousel swipes to remind people to engage. And it is creating a tenfold increase in engagement where we've tested this, and it works. Now, as with all things, they work until everybody jumps on the bandwagon. So be the first. Try this. If you're not 100% certain what it is I'm talking about, I've placed a link to my own Instagram account so you can see an example that I posted on November 18th so you can come up with your own version of that. But I really like it. It's a reminder. Think about it. When we follow so many people and we swipe and we swipe and we swipe and we watch a video and then we click to watch more, there's so many things to do on Instagram that one of the very last things that we remember to do is to like the photo. And I know what you're thinking. Well, does that even matter if likes are going away? You know, we've talked about this in a previous episode. Yes, likes are going away on Instagram. How does that affect business? Well, not to get into too much because this is a quick tip Tuesday, but ultimately you still need to think about your likes as a business owner because you want to reach more people. And the more likes you get, the more engagement you're getting. You'll still be able to see your likes, by the way. Other people won't be able to see them. So I guess the intention there is that there won't be so much comparison. Like, we won't feel bad because this post didn't do as well as that post. I suppose the other motivation behind it is now perhaps we'll just post up great content and we'll keep it up, even if it doesn't perform as well as, say, another piece of content, simply because we know no one's judging it, right? Because sometimes, and I've done this, I'll take down a post simply because it didn't get much reach. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want anyone looking at my account and realizing I only got, like, you know, a small amount of likes on that photo. That's embarrassing. That's hurt my average. So I might hide it. And I guess for that reason, it is kind of cool that they're not going to show likes, but likes are still going to be an important measure for you to look at when it comes to your insights. And that's why you still want to find creative ways to get people, to remind people to engage with your content. Come to think of it, I need to do a complete episode on what you should be looking for as it pertains to your insights, because one of the students that I'm working with, it's a Marketing Impact Academy student who we've been testing some things on her account to see if we can't increase the percentage of new people, accounts that aren't already following her, just by using hashtags and posting up a different type of content. With the strategy that I have her testing, she's gone from having less than 1% of the people who saw her photo being new followers. In other words, it's just being shown to her existing following. And now with the last post that we just tested, it was exposed to, or 24% of the people who liked the photo weren't already following her. You see what I'm saying? So that means she's got 24% of the likes were brand new people. And that's what we want. We want brand new people. So just to quickly tell you what we did is we created a type of content that still is in alignment with her brand, but was the type of content that her own followers wouldn't even easily recognize it as hers. Does that make sense? Let me see if I can give you a more specific example. Okay, so she typically posts pictures of herself, pictures of her family, and videos. And what we did was create some content that was in alignment with the message that she shares, the words that she uses, the things that she stands for, but it was a beautiful image, not of her. Got it? And then we used very specific targeted hashtags. And the combination of those two things, when that image appeared in the newsfeed, her normal followers weren't even thinking that that was her content because it broke the norm. And who it did reach were the people who we targeted with her hashtags. You see how that works? Now, the likes were lower on that particular post than her other posts, but that post resulted in more new followers than any other post that she's created in the last 90 days. That's helpful only if you're looking at your insights, and you really should be looking at your insights and looking far beyond just the likes. You want to look at the percentage of people who saw your post who weren't already following you. That's huge. I'll do a whole episode devoted to that. Ladies and gentlemen, you have your assignment. So go and check out the post that I did on November 18th to see an example of it, and then create your own and tag me so I can check it out. All right. It is my goal, especially on Tuesdays, to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Y'all, we are done. My team at Team Johnson, they are awesome, and they are your team. They are here to serve you. Every quarter, we produce a new guide that teaches you, as an entrepreneur, everything you need to know about the latest and greatest changes at Instagram. And you and I both know, like, Instagram is a beast, like with stories and IGTV and going live and all the changes to the feed and the carousel posts and video posts. Holy cow, there's just so much. And we want to simplify it for you. Like, it was literally so much for me. I had to add additional people to my team just to help me focus on Instagram, do the case studies, report back on what's happening. Instead of, you know, regurgitating what everybody hears on YouTube, I want to know, like, what is working, what isn't working. And it changes so often that I've got a team that this is what they're devoted to. And every quarter we produce a new guide sharing with you, entrepreneurs, people who are trying to build their brand, exactly how to use Instagram to do that. To grab your copy for free, to download it, trust me, it's amazeballs. Go to shalene.com/IG hacks.